Welcome, Chiefs Kingdom, to the Arrowhead Fanatic Podcast. I am Jason Thomas, and I host this crappy little podcast. My handle on Twitter is JTheFan1, if you ever want to get a hold of me. And in today's episode, I thought I would just hit on a few different things that are on my mind. The first one kind of made me laugh just a little bit. Yesterday, it was being reported that Melvin Ingram had kind of put down an ultimatum to the Chargers to get a new contract. I didn't see specifics on the contract, but he wanted to be paid and paid well. He made that clear. And if he doesn't get that contract, he's not going to show up, and he wants a trade. And it just really made me smile on the inside that the Chargers, are going to have to deal with this. I don't know how many of these podcasts you've listened to, if you're a new listener or somebody who's followed me for a long time, but the Chargers do have a running back that I really admire and like, and he's better than Melvin Gordon, and his name is Austin Eckler. So when I look at the situation, I look at Melvin Ingram giving the Chargers an ultimatum. And he's not the best running back on the team. Hopefully the Chargers will shell out some money to keep him, because that's only going to hurt their team in the long run. Austin Eckler is just 23. He's a couple years younger than Melvin Gordon. The one knock on Eckler is he's a bit smaller. And, you know, you probably have to split time with him a little bit, like a lot of backs in today's game. But, you know, Gordon, he's had 4 years in the NFL, only 1 year where he averaged more than 4 yards a carry, which was last year, 5.1 yards a carry. But Eckler had over 100 carries also and averaged 5.2 yards per carry. And then as a receiver, Eckler is a much better route runner, much more elusive, averaged over 10 yards a reception. And Gordon was up there. He was over 9, but in my book, I'd take Eckler any day. So, I just had to smile at that one. So I was going back and looking through some things that I had written before last season. And there was one post that really stood out to me. And that was called Appreciating Tyreek Hill and Patrick Mahomes. And in this article, I look back at just from the year 2000 to last year, all the quarterbacks and wide receivers the Chiefs had drafted. And I was using their approximate value numbers. An approximate value is just a statistic that Pro Football Reference uses to give each player's each season a value. When I first tried to explain it to people, I kind of used the analogy of war in baseball. The more war you have, the more an above average player you are. But that's really not that good of an analogy for AV. I think a better analogy for AV is saying that, say the Chiefs offense, you're going to award 100 points to this Chiefs offense. How valuable a part of the offense was Patrick Mahomes? And then you give him, a percentage of those 100 points. How valuable was Tyreek Hill? And you assign him so many points. And you can see this when you look back at the statistics, because even bad teams have players that have a very high approximate value, even if they aren't great players, because they were valuable to that team, even though that team didn't win and they weren't good. They got a lot of playing time and, you know, were on the field a lot, so they had value to their team. A good example of a Chiefs player that had a decent approximate value, but wasn't necessarily a great player, is Frank Zombo. You know, a couple of years ago, he got to play in a lot of games because the Chiefs had injuries. And Zombo is, you know, a good kind of average NFL player, but he had a decent approximate value because he played a lot of snaps on special teams and defensive end. So that's kind of the gist of AV. Well, since 2000, I believe, including Patrick Mahomes, the Chiefs had drafted 6 quarterbacks. And Brody Croyle and Kevin Hogan were tied with the most approximate value with 2 each, which is really sad. And Patrick Mahomes, through his 17 regular season games, now has an approximate value of 23. So he's blown away anything the Chiefs have drafted since 2000. And I mean, I knew the Chiefs weren't good at drafting quarterbacks, but I didn't realize just how pathetic it had been. They hadn't even drafted anybody that had went to another team and been a backup and got to play some snaps and stuff. And at wide receiver, it's not much better. I can't remember exactly the number of wide receivers they've drafted since 2000, but there have really only been 5 successful wide receivers. And 6, if you include Demarcus Robinson, is a possibility. And they go, Dwayne Bowe has 49 approximate value for his career. And then there's Dante Hall, who had 29. And then after that, it's Chris Conley with 13 and Sammy Parker with 13. And then, of course, Tyreek Hill, who is just entering his 4th season in the league. But he already has 41 AV. So if he got to play 12 games with this team this year, odds are he would be the best AV wide receiver they've drafted since 2000, which is just insane that the Chiefs haven't drafted any wide receivers, you know, besides really Dwayne Bowe, that were really successful. Dante Hall was a phenomenal player. But a lot of his AV value was from his special teams work, not really his wide receiver work. So that just really kind of puts a number to how successful Patrick Mahomes and Tyreek Hill have been compared to anything else the Chiefs have touched or sniffed since 2000. Just a little bit more context on Tyreek Hill. I was goofing around. Pro Football Reference has a feature called Play Index, where you can go in and you can search different things through the history of football. And for wide receivers that were age 24 or younger, there are only 7 players to get as many receiving yards as Tyreek Hill had last year, 1,479 yards in his age 24 season. Only 7 guys in the history of football have done that at that young of an age. And they are David Boston, Isaac Bruce, Josh Gordon, Torrey Holt, DeAndre Hopkins, Jerry Rice, and Tyreek Hill. And the other interesting things out of that list, of course, Jerry Rice did this, and it was before they tracked how many targets a receiver got. So I don't have that number on him. But out of the other 6 players, Tyreek Hill had the fewest targets. So he got targeted the least at all these guys and was still able to get that many yards. And the reason why is he caught 63.5% of all of his targets last year, which is much higher than anybody else on that list. And there was nobody else in the 60s. There were a couple guys around 59%, and then everybody else was mid-50s. And honestly, 63.5% catch percentage for a wide receiver does not sound that great. It's just honestly kind of average to good for a receiver. But most receivers don't run routes as deep as Tyreek Hill runs. Everything he runs is 3 or 4 yards deeper than a normal wide receiver. His slant routes, his ends, everything is just deeper. Part of that is his speed. Part of it is that Patrick Mahomes can throw all those routes 3 or 4 yards deeper easily. So, you know, he's got that, which lowers the percentage just a little bit. And then he runs so many deep routes, the percentages are just lower the deeper down the field you get. I've mentioned before that Patrick Mahomes on passes, like 35 yards past the line of scrimmage, was just around 30 to 35% completion percentage, which doesn't sound that good, but it was probably right up there at, you know, towards the top of the league because the percentage goes down so much. Now, I did harp on Mahomes just a little bit for having that percentage, but I wasn't trying to degrade Patrick Mahomes. That is an amazing percentage. I just honestly believe that with the receivers the Chiefs have and with Mahomes' arm and ability, that he will be able to raise that percentage up into the mid-40s, which would be phenomenal. And honestly would put him in the, you know, upper 50s in touchdown range and, you know, probably close to 6,000 yards receiving down the road if the NFL doesn't find a way to adjust adjust their defenses to slow the invasion of the air raid offense. I also, this past week, had some time to watch some of the Chiefs games from last year. I enjoy to go back and do that after I've had some time to kind of distance myself. And this last week, I was looking back at the Chiefs and Ravens, and I honestly haven't made it all the way through the game, just into the third quarter, but I've rewatched the fourth quarter many times last season. The first half, not so much. And what really stood out to me was when the Ravens defense, especially in that first quarter, was getting after Mahomes so heavily, you know, blitzing on first down, just bringing the house, which is kind of what the Patriots did in their playoff game. Except the Patriots kind of faked that blitz and bailed out a little bit more than the Ravens did. But it had a similar effect to what the Chiefs were doing on offense. But in that Ravens game, when the Ravens left Kelce one-on-one or even bracketed him, Mahomes just went to him and Kelce won with his pure athleticism. And it was a thing of beauty. You know, there were a couple plays where Mahomes just threw it up and the Ravens had great coverage on Kelce and Kelce went up and got it anyway. There was nothing they could do about it. And honestly, it felt like in that Patriots game that Kelce just physically wasn't healthy enough to do those things. I didn't really realize how unhealthy he looked to me in that game until I watched the Ravens game and saw how he just basically bailed him out himself in the first half. And that's just not the Kelce that was playing during that Patriots game. So it just makes me want to see a healthy Kelce in training camp and to start this season, because him and Mahomes have a special kind of chemistry for sure. I have had a few people ask me and DM me on Twitter what I think the Chiefs' record is going to be this upcoming season. Last year, I predicted the Chiefs 11-5. They ended up being 12-4. I've looked over their schedule. It's kind of like last year. I could see them at 11-5 or 12-4. Right now, I would say 12-4. That's the same record as last year. And it's not that I don't think the Chiefs are going to improve. It's that their schedule is brutal. One thing going for the Chiefs is that, on paper, at least, the first part of their schedule is the easiest. So that'll give the defense some time to gel and, you know, the offense some time to really get rolling before, they really hit the meat of their schedule, which there just aren't many easy weeks out there. The Raiders and Broncos are definitely the easiest games. And you know how, you know, division games seem to be tight sometimes when they have no reason to be. Even thinking back to that first Raiders game last year, the Raiders had a chance to win that game. And it's not because the Raiders are anywhere near as good as the Chiefs are. It's that Kareem Hunt had just been kicked off the team. It was an unforeseen circumstance, and stuff like that happens. It's rare that you get through a season without heavy injuries or something happening that you didn't foresee. And any NFL team, if you're not ready and willing to give 100%, they can put some points on you and make it scary. And the Raiders, I believe, have improved this offseason. Still don't think they're going to be just a great team as long as Derek Carr is their quarterback. But they have a brutal schedule. So do the Broncos. So I don't expect either one of those teams to have a very good record. But they'll probably play us pretty tough. Broncos played us two tough games last year, and they weren't particularly good either. So yeah, that's kind of how I'm looking at the schedule going into this season. That is all I got. I just wish Chiefs Kingdom a great week out there, wherever y'all are at. And we are just a couple weeks away from training camp. So I don't know. It's getting closer and closer to this season being a reality, guys. And I think this is the season that we've been waiting for. Some for, you know, since 1970, and some like me since the mid 90s, and some have been fans since, you know, the really dead period from the 70s and 80s to the Derek Thomas, Neil Smith heyday to the Patrick Mahomes and Willie Rofe, you know, teams of the early 2000s. It's been a wait no matter when you became a Chiefs fan, and this is the season. This is the season we've been marching for and going towards. And training camp is just a couple weeks away. Yes. All right. Hope you have a wonderful week. Go Chiefs.